Eve of the Ascent, Yosemite National Park. Neither level nor inhospitable, near the summit the ridge line gentles, the bald rock ringed unevenly with pines. We're gathered by two camp stoves in the lee of giant boulders, our faces sun-beatified gold-violet. We look up. Half Dome steepens while we gaze and seems farther away for how night hikers avoiding fees spider through the trees then disappear. Our day sore muscles ache against the stones. We'd sleep anywhere and dream we were ascending. For 3 days, our guides have warned us, if we slip outside the cables, we will plummet down the sheer rock face and die. Alpine scalpel, stilled bell. The campsite's eerie as a theater, the air is thin, and when they tell us to set intentions, my demons rise out of the valley in the massive granite forms to which I've fixed them. The friends I've lost to wordless anger crowd the switchbacks like anti-song, pointing me back to the circuit path that, since I wanted it resolved, leads dully nowhere. I still want to believe I acted justly. In Dante's purgatory, the wrathful make their paces through a veil of smoke they somehow need to see, then see through. Pretty bird blue, iris stinging smoke, a thing that blocks the light you cannot cling to. Behind gnarly junipers are white tent flaps in wind that would lift it a mile over the valley had we not weighed it down with heavy stones. And what if what's beyond this is no feeling? We watch the midnight hikers' headlamps light the woods like water ripple halos. Their voices echo as if across a lake, and I think of swimming in late summer, late at night, when I join my friends in the black waves naked. And like I did when I was 17, I want to smoke. Or like the time 20 years ago when Carol and I drove back from a summer in Seattle and camped in Big Sky Country, trying to light the bong we'd made from an empty can of Country Time lemonade. I took my contacts out too soon and couldn't see the stars. The miracle is friends who know you're flawed and love you anyway, like Pilgrim Dante, who opened his arms to every penitent Italian on the mountain. And while our fellow hikers fall asleep in the shelter of our temporary city, Carol imitates her Granny Ray, who, like an angel born in a state known for premium tobacco, suddenly appears, making us laugh so hard we cannot breathe. Michael Wilson snores three tenths away, but we're awake under gray stars, and the dome looms, amplified in moonlight, to the shape of what we cannot keep impossible. This poem is called Embrace Them All, and that's taking a title from the folk singer Georges Brassens, and this is set in the park named for him in Paris. Embrace Them All. Most afternoons, I'd run laps through Parc Brassens, where grows the second smallest vineyard I have ever seen, and where those silver, pruned-back stalks looked blunt, strung out on wires, and mostly dead all winter. That was how I saw them. That's all I expected. Even in the cold, I'd see a guy my age there, once a week, playing his guitar. He'd sit next to the bench where I'd be stretching. He rarely spoke, just to ask if I'd like a song, until the week before I left for good. I was sitting at the top of a hill about 100 feet away from where, if you stand tiptoe, you can see the Eiffel Tower. He sat too close to me. We spoke of many things. Then he suggested we go at it right there on the ground under the sun. This is how one lives who knows that she will die, rolling in the arms of anyone she can, rolling in the arms of a musician, aware that no one cares much what we do in little knolls behind Reedy Forsythia, in the middle of a Tuesday, in the middle of living. And I would know now how he felt and the ground against me and whether he was rough or sweet. And what is possible would widen every hour. Oh, but me, I thought I was immortal.